boil corn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Boil corn.
And what do you call the thing that grows out of the top of the corn stalk?
The shoot. The silk. No, the tassel.
The tassel, yeah. Mm-hmm. And what about the things that kids like to make jack-o'-lanterns out of?
Pumpkin.
And did you ever grow the kind of small yellow crook-neck?
Called cushaw.
Called what?
Cushaw.
Oh.
The striped one with the crooked neck.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know about that. That's called. Is that a type of squash?
No, it's a pumpkin.
Oh, that's a type of
pumpkin. Potato pumpkin. You can call it some call it a potato pumpkin.
What about?
Because I don't like it, yellow pumpkin.
Yeah. What about squash? Did you have
Yeah, squash.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of melons would people raise?
Watermelons. My dad used to raise watermelons. Georgia rattlesnake, that was one that made me remember.
Really?
Stone Mountain. And he had a moon and star.
Oh.
Called moon and
star. Those are different varieties of
mm-hmm.
water?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, do you remember, like, in the woods or maybe in the fields after a big rain, these little umbrella-shaped things that would...
Mushroom or toadstool?
Yeah. That was, now, toadstools were the ones that were supposed to be...
poison.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that's what I thought. Now, if a person had like a sore throat and the inside of the throat was like all swollen up, and you'd say, well, now he couldn't eat, he'd have tonsillitis or something.
Yeah, tonsillitis.
Yeah. Now, if he, when he had something like that, now they couldn't eat stuff like meat because they couldn't
swallow something.
Yeah.
You ain't talking about the mumps now,
yeah. No,
you're
that's
talking
what
about tonsil.
Yeah, if you had something like that, you couldn't eat anything that would be too solid because you couldn't
swallow it.
Yeah,
good.
Or anything like that. That'd be, Now, what about, what would people smoke in addition to like, well, I guess they had pipes. What else would they smoke?
Cigars.
And did they have cigarettes then?
Yeah, mostly. What was it? Prince Albert? That's a roll, I think.
Oh, roll your own?
Roll whatever it was. Because my dad never smoked anything, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, do you remember a kind of, and this is about animals, a kind of bird that would get in people's barns? It could see in the dark, and it would makes a hooting sound.
The owl.
Yeah.
Hoot owl.
Yeah. And was there, remember another owl, but a smaller?
Squinch owl, however you say it.
And what about a bird that has a red head and it...
The peckerhoo?
Yeah. And,
peckerhoo in anything.
Yeah. And this is a type of animal that's black and it's got a white stripe down its back and it...
It's a skunk.
Have you heard called the polecat back in the old days?
Well, the polecat is the one that sends out the wee-wee smell. Water.
Oh, they're
sprinkle.
Different.
The polecat is the one that sprinkles you with the water.
Oh.
And the skunk is the one that sprinkles you with his scent.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't realize there was a distinction.
Right.
Two different animals.
Yes, right.
Yeah. Well, now, you were talking about now like your coon would get the chickens.
Mm-hmm.
And what other kinds of small animals might come and raid the hen house?
Well, now, a possum will get in your hen house. And so will what's the name of this cat? Bobcat. Bobcat will eat your chickens too.
Well, did you ever hear people refer to little animals like that as varmints?
Yes.
Would that be what?
No, you didn't necessarily call them that in growing up, but I've heard
the
name.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was wondering.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what about the little bushy tail animal that runs up in the trees?
The squirrel.
Would they have more than one type of squirrel around?
You've got your fox squirrel and your gray squirrel.